Zecharia Mos Olam. Famous words in Parshas Hazinu. Remember the days of old. Remember the history. Remember what has happened. Klal Yisrael have had many events throughout their years. A rich history, but also a painful history. And it's important for us to not forget anything that has happened. Most recently, less than 100 years ago, we suffered such a significant loss. Millions, numbers we can't even wrap our heads around. And it's important for us to remember that and to understand it, to pull out many lessons from there. So when in yeshivas should we do this? The main churban, the main day that we recall the churban. It's on Tisha B'Av. Not really in yeshiva. It's not part of the regular schedule. So Torah Mesorah, for the past number of years, has designated a tinus of Asara B'Teves, the one tinus during the regular school year, besides some Gedalia, which is swallowed in Aseres Yemei Teshuva, the one tinus that's about the Churban Bayis, as a day for us to spend time and do some Zechar Yemos Olam, to remember, to focus on the important lessons that we need to take with us. This year with Aser B'Teves on Friday, we didn't think that was a perfect slot to do it, so we pushed it off. We have an amazing opportunity this morning, besides getting a chance to see the Torah Mesorah video, which they rotate, a number of different videos. You've probably seen some of them, to give us different messages that we are supposed to take with us. We also asked Rabbi Grunstein, Rabbi Moshe Grunstein, who's a Rav, a speaker, and someone who has a tremendous passion for Yiddishkeit. He's a big Talmud Chacham, and the package of all those pieces together, someone who perhaps could just put us in the right mindset to give us a little of the messaging that could help set us in motion, that we could connect to some degree to the Zechar Yemos Olam. Rabbi Grunstein.
So I was asked to give a perspective on the Holocaust, which is really not possible. But whatever I'm going to say, I first want to dedicate the Ili Nishmas, my parents, both who were survivors of the Holocaust, not here anymore. You know, Hitler, Yimach Shemo, he did four things. He wiped out a third of Jewry, 6 million people. It's not possible, really, to wrap your mind around that number. It's impossible. That's one. Two, my entire generation, thousands upon thousands, we never had grandparents. Never had a Bubby and a Zadie. Three, all the survivors were scarred for life. Every single one of them. And four, it scarred their children also a little bit. Many studies have been done on this. It's amazing what, in terms of evil, what one person can do. Turn over an entire world. Imagine what a person could do with the koyach hatov, the power of good, what a person could accomplish. So to give a perspective on the tragedy, that I can't do. You can read all the books you want, watch all the video clips you want, but as I said, it's not possible to understand unless you live through it what it was. We just had, just recently, an inkling, a slight, small example, October 7th, when these animals perpetrated such horrific, barbaric acts upon Klal Yisrael. Not human. Multiply that 6 million times. That was the Holocaust. Every brutal murder you could ever imagine or not imagine. Now, I once saw a story of a survivor. They were sleeping in their bunk, if you can call it a bunk, whatever it was. So the guy next to him was sleeping. He was moaning. He was like, he was having a nightmare. So he wanted to wake him up. But then he thought the better of it. Why should I wake him up into a reality that's 10 times worse than the nightmare, whatever he's dreaming? You know what that means? To wake up into a world of reality that far surpasses your worst nightmare? You can't explain that. People in the camps, they had one thought, only one desire. It was with them constantly, 24/7. Food. People make statements, I'm hungry, I'm starving, I'm thirsty. You have no concept what that word means. No concept at all. If you were a little bit more spiritual, so the greatest thing you could hope for, this was said by survivors, was for Kever Yisrael. The hope was at least I should be buried in a Jewish cemetery. That was like the highest hope possible. I should be buried amongst Jews. The fact that I'm going to get out of here and have children and grandchildren, Oskim b'Torah mitzvahs, that's ridiculous. That's a fantasy. The only thing you can hope for is Kevi Yisrael. So I can't give you a perspective on the tragedy. But I do want to share with you one short message. It's a message, it's not profound. It's not transformative. But it's a quality, it's a trait that if you have it, the sky's the limit. You can turn over the world. And if you don't have it, you're doomed. And I have to say that in this generation already, it's already very difficult to find this trait. You'll see what I mean in a minute. So, in order for me to explain this, I'll do it with a story, true story. There was a survivor of the war, a Ger Chassid, by the name of Yechiel Manis Zetinsky. He saw his wife and six children murdered right in front of his eyes. And he was not the only one. Again, you can't imagine. You have no idea. What does that mean? So after the war, he found himself in Austria, of all places. And in Austria, it was a second shidduch. He was going to be married in Austria. So the wedding was set. It came the day. And Reb Manis, I don't know where it was. I don't know if it was in some hall, some house. I have no idea. But he sat in a room. The door closed. And people started coming. The She'eris HaPleita, the other survivors, people came to the wedding. Time was getting late. Everybody was there, and Reb Manis didn't come out of the room. People didn't know what to do. Some people didn't really want to go in there. Who knows what he's thinking about? They didn't want to bother him. But finally, it's late, so a young fella, he knocks on the door, and he opens it up, and he says, "Reb Manis, everyone's here. You have to, it's time to go to the chuppah." Reb Manis sees him, and he stands up, and he says, "You?" He says, "I had a son your age that I could have taken to the chuppah. His name was Yosef Moshe." And he starts mentioning the names of all his six children, had Genendel, and Sarala, and Beryl, and they're all gone. And then he's quiet, and then he gives a bang on the table with a sound that reverberates throughout the world. And he says, "Abba Megait!" You know, Megait means, it's a Yiddish word. But we move on! And with that, he leaves the room to start life anew. That's the message. You want to know where do these survivors, how do they get the strength to rebuild what we lost? How's it possible after that horrific, horrific nightmare of the Holocaust? How does one do it? Yeah, bitachin, emuna, I'm sure there was bitachin, there was some emuna, but it's really more than that, it's a trait. And the trait is, yes, I'm in pain, and yes, I'm suffering, but Megait, we move on. We don't ruminate about the past. Of course I'm in pain. Of course I'm suffering. But Megait, that's a very important trait in life. You boys, you're young. You should be blessed that you should never know a moment's pain in your life. You should always have good health, nachas, and simchas. Ad mei versim shana. But life many times throws curveballs at people. And there are challenges, and there are difficulties. And if you don't have that midah of Megait, if you don't have that midah, that trait, that I have to move on. Today it's a world which, it's my mother's fault, and my father's fault, and the Rebbe's fault, and Yeshiva's fault, and my friend's fault, it's everybody's fault, and that's why I can't do this, and I can't do that, and I can't accomplish, because we're stuck with what happened. Yeah, it might be painful. You might have a point. But you can't live that way, and you can't grow that way, and you can't become something that way. You have to have this midah of Megait. We move on. And they did it to a level which was incomprehensible. They always say, you know, a Holocaust survivor, like my parents, they got married, had children, had a parnasa, supported a family, put us through yeshiva, a normal life. For a Holocaust survivor to do that, that's not a normal life. That's godless. That's absolute greatness. It's greatness on steroids. To be able to go ahead after what you went through and to get married. Let me get married. Everybody, no, to get married, to have children, to have a parnasa. How do you do that? How do you do that? Because it's the message of Megait. You move on. Rav Yaakov Emden, one of the greatest Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbanim in the 1700s, says that the greatest ness, the greatest miracle since creation is not the Yesser Makis, it's not the 10 plagues, it's not Kriyas Yamsuf, it's not Maimed Har Sinai. The greatest miracle since creation is the fact that the Jewish people are still here. And this was in the 1700s. He didn't see the Holocaust yet. The greatest miracle is the fact that all of you are sitting here, the fact that we're alive, the fact that we're here today, is a nes goluy that there's nothing like it in all of human history. And you have to appreciate that. If you would have asked anybody who was a survivor of the Holocaust and tell them that in 75, 80 years, there would be hundreds and hundreds of yeshivas and shuls, and there would be a Siyum HaShas in MetLife Stadium of 100,000 people, he would have thought you're absolutely out of your mind, you're meshuggah, you're crazy. Something that could never, ever happen. 75 years, 80 years is the blink of an eye in history. You understand this? And look what we have today. It's beyond, beyond. It's a miracle upon a miracle upon a miracle upon a miracle. People want, how can you prove God? Give me some proofs. How do I know? How do you know? Just look at the Jewish people. Just look at us. Look what we have. How's that possible after what we went through? That's proof positive. There's a Rabbanu Shalom. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu continue to help us, to inspire us, to internalize that midah of Megait. Despite whatever we have to deal with, we move on, and we grow, and we accomplish, and we bring nachas to ourselves, to Klal Yisrael, and to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. It's Hashem, this should be a schus to bring us the Gula Shleima. And Mashiach Tzidkenu Meher V'Yameinu. Amen.